You'd think that as a video game podcaster and comedian, my life is all fun and games. And honestly, you'd be right. About 90% of the time, it's pretty sweet. But every morning, I deal with something very, very serious. My face. You don't become an Edmonton Six overnight. It takes work. And in my case, it takes good facial hair. And fortunately, I have a great facial hair tag team partner in Harry's. Hit up harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set and see what I'm talking about. Harry saw the tire fire that the shaving market had become and asked, how did it get like this? Crappy plastic razors, overpriced blades, all locked up like gold bars. And they said, no, we can fix this. And damn it, they did. Harry's ships premium quality razors right to your door. About once a month, I check my mail and there's that little box with everything I need to keep my kid presentable status. The blades stay sharp longer, which means an easier time getting my face in order in the morning. And the razors don't look like a dumb piece of plastic that a junior high schooler uses to take care of their peach fuzz. You have the facial hair of a man now. Shave like one. I actually leave my razor handle on the bathroom counter all the time just because it looks so damn classy. Harry's blades are German engineered and they're made to last. They're the best blades on the market for the best price, and you don't even have to go out to get them. Set your delivery schedule and shave like a king. I know it sounds sarcastic, but I'm being serious. I've used Harry's forever. These blades are really freaking good. Highest reviews in the industry, a money back guarantee that you're not going to need, and a subscription that you can cancel anytime you want. Getting ripped off isn't funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/RTG. That's harrys.com/RTG for a $3 trial set. Remember the Game is brought to you by my website, abcomedy.net. As you may or may not know, I'm a comedian by night. And as much as I love talking about old video games, telling jokes is how I actually pay my bills. So please check out my website. In addition to old episodes of this podcast, you'll find my blog, videos of my stand-up, all of my upcoming shows, and my contact information. If you need a comedian for your next fundraiser, corporate event, house party, whatever you got going on, hit me up. Again, it's abcomedy.net. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please subscribe to it. Please leave us a good review. And most importantly, please tell a friend. I'd really appreciate it. There'll be a new episode every single Wednesday. Thank you guys so much for the support. I hope you enjoy the show. Doesn't that music make you feel good? It just makes you want to... You remember the days you just sit on the couch with your buddies, just playing video games and not worrying about bills or jobs or your own kids or just anything. That's just they're the best times, man. What is up? Welcome back to Remember the Game, my retro gaming podcast, where every week a buddy of mine will come over and we will sit down and geek out about a video game from our childhood or teen years or young adulthood. Doesn't matter. It's my podcast from a game back in the day. This week, episode 22, my buddy Mark McHugh is back, and we reminisce about one of the greatest multiplayer franchises of all time, and in specific one game, Super Smash Brothers. I know that the screenshot and the title is Super Smash Brothers Melee. That was our initial focus, but this is one of those ones where we just kind of go all over the map and just talk about Super Smash Brothers as a whole. I hope you guys enjoy it. I am going to put a disclaimer in right now. We recorded this episode quite a while ago. If I'm not mistaken, it was like early September. I'm not entirely sure. No, I don't think it was that long ago. You guys don't care. It doesn't matter. Anyway, point being, we did address some of the rumors for the upcoming Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. There had been a leak potentially exposing the last characters to be announced. They did not end up being true, but they are talked about in this podcast. So before you send us emails, nobody ever sends me emails, but before you're sitting there yelling at your car stereo or whatever and being like, you idiots, Geno's not even in the game. I'm not changing it and we're not re-recording it. So most of the podcast still stands. With that said, I feel like this is topical. Not a lot of these episodes are very topical, but we recorded this one with the intention of dropping it this week in time for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, which comes out this Friday. And people are pretty amped up, man. Smash Bros. Is a good time. Before we get into the podcast, I got a little bit of things a little bit of things. I have a few things I want to talk about. First and foremost, the numbers are still looking great, so thank all of you. I'm getting a ton of support, a ton of shares, picking up new listeners every week. Thank all of you so much. I have some ideas for 2019 to try to make this thing grow more and more, but I'm always interested in anyone else's concepts. So if you've got any ideas or if they've got a topic you want to talk about, hit me. I'd really be interested in hearing about it. As far as what I have been playing this week, with the Black Friday sales going down, I picked up Mario Tennis Aces on a whim, and it's morphine. I am completely hooked. I love Mario Tennis. The only one I didn't like was the Wii U one, but you know, it was the Wii U. Mario Tennis is probably my favorite sports franchise of all time, and it's so nice to just get that addiction back, and just, I love it. I love that game. I'm also playing Dead Cells still, and it is fantastic. If you haven't played it, please pick it up. It's great. And I think that's it. Oh, yeah, and I've been revisiting the Crash Bandicoot games, which we'll end up doing an episode about here on, so I'm not going to get into those too much. For anyone that's new to the podcast, I am a lifelong gamer who normally owns every console, you know, and this is the first generation in quite a while where I am one console guy. And actually, a year ago, I had an Xbox One, a PS4, and a Nintendo Switch, and I miss my Xbox and my PlayStation. I do. But that said, I did sell both of them, switch just to the Switch. For anyone that's returning to the podcast, I know you've already heard the story 100 times. The point I'm trying to get to is I'm a one console guy now who doesn't buy everything, and I still can't keep up. And I barely have a job. I'm a stand-up comedian who does this podcast, so I have lots of time to play video games, and I can barely keep up with the games I want to play. So I have no idea how people keep up with when you rock three or four consoles or your Steam gamer or whatever. I just don't get it. Like, it's, man, I guess unless you don't finish them, which is cool if you play a few hours and move on. I like to finish my games, and there's just too many games, man. When I was a kid, you guys remember when you were little? You had getting a new game was a momentous occasion when your parents would buy you one, or you'd get one for Christmas or your birthday or something like that. And now it's like, with PlayStation Plus, Xbox Gold, Nintendo Online, we get just free games every month. Steam's got tons of games. There's Humble Bundles. There's tons of sales. There's indie games. There's more to, like, the retro consoles. There's just too many games. It's a good problem, I guess. The alternative is having no games, and then I don't know what I said, I have to read or something. So I guess we're better off having too many games. Speaking of retro games, the PlayStation Classic dropped this week. If you picked one up, I'd love to hear what you think of it. I don't think it's going to be good, but you can swear on my podcast. That's okay. Sucks. Sony dropped the ball. I think a lot of companies are looking at Nintendo crushing it with their mini consoles and trying to do the same thing. And it's just like, stop half-assing it. You know, apparently Sega's got a new one coming out, which is going to be rad. I'm excited for that, but screw you, Sony, you cheap bastards. I think that's really all I have to say, you guys. I'm going to get to the pod. I know that some of this seems a little bit repetitive. I'm trying to come up with some ideas for things to do in the intro. If you're listening to this and you know, if you have any way to reach out to me, which you can do on our Facebook page, facebook.com/memberthegame, like remember without the R and E at the front, member the game, or you can find us on Twitter at memberthegame. That was a nice segue. If you have any ideas or any feedback or anything, I'd really be interested. I'm thinking about maybe trying to make these a little bit longer and addressing some of the weekly news in the intro where it's just me talking, you know. I know there's 100 other sources of that kind of stuff out there, so I'm legitimately interested. If you're listening to this, do you just want me to talk about the old video games and that's it, or are you interested in hearing some of the weekly news? Because I mean, you can find it everywhere. You don't need me to tell you. I usually record the intro and outro for these things the day before I release them, so I could be pretty up to date with the news and stuff. So anyway, I'm just curious what you guys think, or if you'd prefer to stick to the old school video games. So if you're listening, let me know. I'd really appreciate it. Text me if you've got my number. Email me if you've got the email. Otherwise, Facebook, Twitter, any of that stuff would be really cool. Keep leaving the good reviews. We really appreciate it. Keep sharing, and let's fucking explode this thing in 2019, all right? And with that said, I'm going to shut up. I've talked long enough. This is a 6-minute intro. That's 7 minutes too long. And this is a joke. I'm a comedian by day. I'm going to get to the podcast with Mark. You guys, like I said, we did record this a while ago, so a little bit of the information in regards to the upcoming Super Smash Bros. Ultimate may not be entirely accurate. We apologize in advance. I'm not editing it out. I'm not getting rid of it. We're leaving it in there. Most of it plays. The primary focus of the podcast is to look back on the Super Smash Bros. Games and the good times that we've had playing them that I know you guys have had too, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. So with that said, cue the music, and let's talk Super Smash Brothers Melee for the GameCube with my buddy Mark. Here we go. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Podcasting's a weird job because I talk to you nerds all the time. Every day, I tell you all about my life, the good and the bad. The ugly, I kind of keep that offline. And it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I'd love to talk about it. I just need to pick and choose who I talk to. We all have stuff that just lives in our minds, rent-free, 24/7. Talking about them can really help because the longer you keep something bottled up, the more likely it is to blow. You've heard me say it before, and you're going to keep hearing me say it. Therapy is the way. Therapists can be that ear to bend when you really need to get something off your chest and don't know who to talk to. And BetterHelp is a great way to go about it. I don't BS you guys. I don't say I've used something if I've never used it. I've personally talked to a BetterHelp therapist about the stuff going on in my personal life, and I genuinely found it helpful. To have someone to talk to that doesn't have any skin in the game, that can just listen and try to help me come up with a roadmap to get through the tough times, it's just invaluable. It has seriously really helped me. I've talked to my therapist through video, and you can do it that way, or you can do it over the phone, or even just over chat. And they give you as many schedule options as possible so you can work a session in around your life. It's licensed therapy, as convenient as it gets. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/rememberthegame today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/rememberthegame. This is the first track out of the Nintendo 64, PS1, and further back era. We're going to the GameCube. Maybe this is opening Pandora's box, or maybe it's opening a window to go to that generation of games.
Oh, this is your first, like...
Yeah, this is the first one.
Wow, all right.
But I figure let's come out of the gate swinging. Let's talk Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Great game.
This game sucks.
Really?
No. I just want to, if you haven't turned the podcast off, please don't. I'm just joking. It's fine. I was like, it was my first thought. I was just like, no, fuck Melee. This game's the worst.
I did like Brawl better.
Please don't turn the podcast off. I will ask. Okay, so I'll start with this. Did you play the Nintendo 64, like the original Super Smash Bros.?
I did, yes.
I did not. Did you like it?
I like it. I liked it. I loved it when I was a kid.
Okay.
Going back to play it now, I can't, like, it's like, oh, this is a great concept for a game, but
sure,
this is not a fully realized version of that concept.
Sure, okay.
Like, the roster was very, like, extremely basic, and, like, Mario.
It was, like, eight, I think, Luigi, right? Like, eight characters.
Yeah, and eight. Luigi was, like, the last character you unlocked. It had Ness in there for some reason.
Hey, you fucking watch your mouth.
Dude, no.
You watch your mouth.
I love that Ness was in there, but like of all of the characters.
I agree. It was an odd choice.
They had Ness in there before they had Peach, before they had Ganon, before.
We're four Super Smash Brother generations in, because I count the 3DS and the Wii U one as the same.
Yeah.
So we're at what? We got Smash Brothers Melee, Smash Brothers Ball, Smash Brothers Wii U, and 3DS. So we're like a month away from five Smash Brother generations in.
Yeah.
And as a proud, proud Earthbound fan, I am so happy but ridiculously shocked that Ness has made every single game.
Because he was in the first one. Like, you can't.
But that, I guess so. But, like, how is he in that game?
He's been grandfathered in.
It is
weird. It's so weird. And it's a game that they're not even, like, it's a series that they're not even working on anymore.
What do you mean? Oh, right, you mean like not Smash Brothers, but Earthbound. Like the mother games.
Yeah, mother games. There hasn't been a new mother game.
Yeah.
Since like the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah. Okay, so I just brought up, and we're not talking Smash 64. We're talking Smash Melee. But I just brought up the character selection screen for Smash 64. This is the full, unless this is like a fake one, but it looks pretty real to me. Luigi, Mario, Donkey Kong, Link, Samus, Captain Falcon, Yoshi, Kirby, Fox, Pikachu, Jigglypuff.
Yeah.
All making complete sense.
Jigglypuff doesn't make sense.
Jigglypuff is the second most obtuse character after Ness.
Yeah.
How Ness got into this game, I have no idea. I'm elated
like,
that
I'm
he
glad
did.
He is?
Elated that he did. But how do you not have, like, how's Bowser not Ness?
Bowser was not in the first one, and neither was Ganon. And it's like,
that's so odd to me.
If you're going to have them fight, those are the two big bad guys. Those should have absolutely made it in.
Doesn't matter. That's Nintendo 64. You're right. The Nintendo 64 one was them just kind of playing with the concept. Melee. So
Melee was the first, like, for me, Melee is the first Smash Brothers game.
I'll get behind that. Yeah, 64 one's almost like a tech demo or like a prequel or something. Yeah, it's Resident Evil Zero.
It's a fun little game, but like you play it now and it's like, oh, this is super basic.
Agreed. Yeah. Okay, Melee. Do you like fighting games as a whole? Like, do you play a lot of, like, do you play like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat?
I played Street Fighter when they like re-released it on the Switch. I thought that was fun.
Okay. Like this is the only fighting game I've ever enjoyed.
Yeah, I'm not huge into the fighting games.
Yeah, just
but like I'll always pick up a Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man. I don't even, because I never played the Nintendo 64 one, like I said. And then my buddy Rob, it's one of like my most fond gaming memories. Got a GameCube, and he got Smash Brothers, and we used to go to my buddy Rob's house. There was like 10 of us, and like it felt like days. Like we would get there at like noon, order pizzas around 5 or 6. You know what I mean? Like we would play like for, like, I know some of the guys listen to this, like we play tournament. They had that tournament mode.
Dude, the tournament mode. We would
play the tournament mode.
Tournament mode was so sick.
God, it was so much fun. It was just like my big turn off about fighting games, I think, has always been, first of all, I suck. Mm-hmm. Admittedly, fucking terribly suck at those games. And like it, when you play them and you play against somebody that's like a lot better than you, like it's not fun. Because they just own you. And Smash Brothers, even though you still will get worked by someone that's better than you, found a way to still make it fun. I don't know if it's the craziness or if it's all the Nintendo IP that's in it.
For me, that's the genius of the tournament mode. Is like, what I love so much about games like Smash Brothers and like Mario Party is they find a way that like you don't always have to be involved, and it makes for a great party atmosphere.
It's the perfect party game.
Like the tournament mode was like, you're at a party, a bunch of people are like playing this tournament mode, only two are playing at a time, most people are off, and then you're like, oh hey Bill, it's your turn now.
Yeah It was so much fun. And like I mean I know for myself, I always picked like 3 or 4 characters and kind of learned them, like they're my my go-tos. But with Smash Brothers Melee, I can vividly remember most of us having like our one. We had one character.
Zelda was my main.
Zelda, hey?
Yeah.
Why is that?
She could go back and forth between Sheik.
Oh, so you got to use two characters.
So you got two characters. Mm. And she had, like, I really liked her moveset. Like, she had, like, that fireball she could spit. She could, like, teleport.
Right.
She had, like, that spin move where she, like, could attack people with, like, I think it was one of, like, the spells from Ocarina of Time she used to, like, spin around and stuff. Right,
right. All right, that's fair. Mine was Pikachu.
Oh, Pikachu is a fun character.
And it's you know, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be frank, and I know I'm going to make some Pokemon people angry, but we already talked about this. I'm not a huge Pikachu fan. I think he's an annoying little rat. But
and they added another one in this game. Yes, they did. They added Pichu.
The more annoying little rat.
Which, that it annoys me that he was in there, because now it means that he's in Smash Ultimate.
Yeah.
And it's like, you could have put Raichu
in
there.
But they put a few
better Pokemon.
They put a few, like, mirror characters or clones in this one, right? Like, Dr. Mario was Mario.
Dr. Mario.
Captain Falcon and Fox played the same. Or Falco, I think.
Ganondorf was Captain Falco.
There you go. Yeah. That's right. Ganondorf and Captain Falco. Like, it was, you know, like, it's Pichu and Pikachu were pretty similar.
And then Fox and Falco.
Right. Marth and Roy. I never played as Marth and Roy. I don't know who the fuck
Roy
they were.
Roy was a bit stronger.
I know. Like, yeah, Roy, I didn't know who they were.
The one thing that you could say about it wasn't a very well balanced game all the time. Roy was, like, way too overpowered.
Okay. Well, but, like, and that's one of the, like, And we'll get into this maybe toward the end, but that's where I feel like, because for my, and I know, okay, Smash Brothers Melee, I think to a lot of like diehard Smash fans, is still the cream of the crop. I know it's used in like a lot of big competitions and things like that.
Yeah, I actually worked at, a game store last Christmas, and one of the biggest things that people were always looking for was GameCube controllers for Super Smash Brothers.
Sure, yeah, that controller is perfect for Smash Brothers. It's designed to work with it. I personally think that Smash Wii U is the best version of Smash. I loved Smash Wii U.
I really did too. I really liked the 3DS Smash. I'm not going to lie.
I did too.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing what Ultimate's like.
I am too. But that said, Melee was a lot of fun. And I would play as Pikachu because I would annoy the fuck out of him. Sorry, this is a kind of a personal story. That's what this podcast is about. It's about memories and stuff. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, when I was in like high school, all my friends were older than me. All my best friends were in a grade above me. Like, I mean, I had some great friends in my graduating class, but like my core group, the guys I watched wrestling with, that I backyard wrestled with, that I like go to the movies with all the time, those guys, the guys that got me ridiculously drunk on my first 18th birthday and everything, like they were all older than me. So we would all hang out. I was the little brother of the group. And mm-hmm. so whenever we would play Smash Brothers, I would always use Pikachu. And you could always pick their alternate costumes. And one of Pikachu's alternate costumes was like a party hat. You could put like a party hat on him, or you could put like a St. Patrick's Day type hat on him. And I always put one of those stupid hats on him, and I would spam moves like a motherfucker just to hear them like the Pika, Pika, Pika. And they would get so angry, and I would be like, ah, well, fucking come get me. And then they knew that I was just going to spam and spam. And I would get worked. I'd lose so much, but I didn't even care. I had so much fun just irritating my friends. And that's like... To this day, actually, I wonder if I hate Pikachu because of what I used,
what you
because
did.
Of my own use of Pikachu. But some of my favorite memories, like of hanging out with those guys, like some of the best friends I've ever had, were just sitting at my buddy Rob's place playing Smash Brothers. Like, did you ever play? Like, I was never into single player on it. I tried it. I did not care for it at all.
For Melee?
Yeah,
it's fun. It's okay. It's not as good as like the Wii had like a much better single player.
Okay, like I feel like more so than. Almost any game I can think of, like, if I wasn't playing it multiplayer, I wasn't playing it. And I'm not like that. I like to play, like you and I talked about mm-hmm. earlier, I like playing solo, as do you. Like, I'm a single-player gamer.
Like, I'll probably do a lot of, like, I might do a little bit of online for Ultimate, but, like, it'll be a...
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I'll do a lot of one-player for that.
See, this is, like, the one game that I'm like, I gotta play with other people. That's where the joy of it is to me. It's so much fun.
Yeah. What I really like now is you don't have to be in the same room as people while playing with them.
That was one of my appeals to Smash Wii U, which is why I love Mario Kart 8 so much. Mm-hmm. It's because I can sit at home, play online like, against people that are good.
Or you can play with your friends. You can be like, you're in Toronto, I'm over here, do you want to play a game together?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure. And it's easy.
But the thing about it is, like, as great as that is, there's something about that sitting on the couch together. Like you said, being
it's
in a
the
big,
local multiplayer,
dude,
yeah.
When you have like a big screen TV back in the day and you had Smash Brothers Melee and that tournament mode going, and everyone's just kind of mingling and talking with their friends and drinking and everything, but everyone could still kind of watch on the TV. Mm-hmm. And as you get to like the semis and the finals, everyone's watch is getting intense. Like,
yeah.
What a great memory.
It was great when like the playable characters made it to like the final rounds.
Yeah, yeah.
But like when your buddy gets eliminated in the first round, it always sucks for him because it's like, well, you get to play again in another 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's what he gets. Get
that's
better.
What he gets better.
Get better. Fuck you. It's funny because you and I earlier today were talking about the Nintendo 64 and how great of a multiplayer system it was. And it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, man, the GameCube, like, I feel
a better controller.
Oh, I had a better everything. I think that the Wii is the most overrated console in Nintendo's history. I think the GameCube is by far the most criminally underrated console in their history.
Well, but the reason it didn't sell as well as the N64 or the Wii is because it was like it had the four ports, it still had the multiplayer games,
sure.
But it wasn't. It was more of a single player experience, the GameCube.
I was going to argue with that. That's where I was going to go because like all my favorite memories of the game. Well, okay, so my favorite GameCube game, which is one of my favorite, probably top three or five video games of all time, is Resident Evil 4. And I know it's available on everything now, but there was a time where that was only on GameCube, and that game was fucking unreal, and it was a single player. But like when I think of the GameCube, I think of Smash Brothers. I think of Double Dash. I love me some Mario Kart Double Dash.
I do love me some Double Dash.
Toadstool Tour, or whichever one was the golf. I think it was Toadstool Tour was the golf one on that one.
Oh, yeah.
It had Mario Tennis. It had Mario Soccer.
See, I
it
never
had so many, and like, and I, those
yeah,
are my.
It did have like all the Mario sports games,
and like I, those are my favorite. It had Mario Baseball, and those are some of my favorite gaming memories of the last like 20 years. Is have my friends come over and play GameCube.
But
I feel
there was
like,
a reason that they never made another Mario Baseball.
Sure, it was the worst of the bunch, but it was still fun.
Yeah,
I just like I love. Or they had Mario Party games,
yeah.
You know, and it was before Mario Party sucked. Like it was still when Mario Party was good. Because yeah, Mario Party sucks now.
I think they had two or three on the GameCube.
And some of them were a lot of fun, man.
Yeah.
Like, the GameCube, to me, is everything that the Nintendo 64 was, but done way better. Much like the Super Nintendo was to the NES, the GameCube was to the Nintendo 64.
Oh, absolutely.
And this isn't a GameCube podcast. This is a Smash Brothers Melee podcast.
But this, it's reflective it of is. It being, like, the GameCube just being a better console.
But when I think of the GameCube, like, the first game that pops into my mind is Smash Brothers Melee.
You go Melee?
Yeah, I think so. Either that or Double Dash.
Oh, for me, first thing I think is Sunshine.
See, I would love it more than maybe any game ever. I want another crack at Sunshine. At the time, I didn't appreciate it. I'm like, Nintendo, if you're fucking listening, start giving us some GameCube games on the Switch. Charge $20, $30 each. I don't care. I'll buy some of them.
Oh, I'd spend $20 to play Sunshine again. Like, me too. On a portable console?
Yeah,
of course.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
Like, that's the thing. They could get away with charging so much more money because it's a portable console.
Yeah, I don't understand how those games haven't seen the light of day. To me, it's just one more reason that I think that GameCube is so criminally underrated. But the one game that does get all the props it deserves from that era is Melee.
Yeah.
It's still so well loved. I have the character list up here right now in front of me. So, compared to the first game, you have Dr. Mario.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like,
it was a nice, but it was a nice nod to their past.
Agreed, it was.
What I kind of appreciate about this game is they went way back.
That's what I was going to say. I really feel like the Smash Brothers on the Nintendo 64 was just like, let's try making a fighting game with some of our characters.
These are the big characters.
Yeah. Melee, and I feel like they've really taken it to new heights, or at least they did with Wii U, and I assume they will with Ultimate.
Yeah.
Have become the ultimate fan service to the Nintendo fans,
mm-hmm.
where it's just like, here's every fucking character we can think of from every game we could think of with every weird item, all and the even music, the levels.
And even then, people are like, well, what about the second character from that exactly. fifth game?
But they're doing everything possible to just combine this universe. And mm-hmm. I feel like Melee was the beginning of that, where they decided, like, yeah, let's just pull a bunch of our IP and put them into this
game. Well, that's when they brought in things like Game & Watch, Mr. Game & Watch.
Yeah. So, okay, so Dr. Mario, Mario Luigi. I'm so glad Bowser got into this one. Bowser deserves to be.
That was a no-brainer. It should have been in the first one.
Bowser is my favorite video game character of all time, and Bowser belongs as a playable character in every goddamn Nintendo game they make for the rest of time.
Absolutely.
He's the best. Peach, Yoshi, DK, Captain Falcon, Ganondorf.
Which, again, should have definitely been in the first one.
So if you look at that whole list, the only one that I would be like, yeah, you could probably take them out maybe is Dr. Mario. Maybe.
Oh, Ice Climbers as well.
Well, in the second list, like the second tier, or like screen, like there's three rows of characters. Falco, Fox, Ness, Ice Climbers, Kirby, Samus, Zelda, Link, Young Link. When I look at that list, I could care less if they took Falco out.
I don't like that they're bringing back Young Link for Ultimate, because I feel like they replaced him with Toon Link.
Well, but the whole selling point of Ultimate is that they're going to have every character, so they have to. I would have been, like, honestly, I would have lost a second of sleep if you had eliminated Young Link from this roster. If he had never existed.
If you're like every single character except maybe Young Link.
Yeah.
Maybe not Pichu.
I mean, even in Melee, if you had just been like, if Young Link had never been in it, it had just been Link. I would have just been like, that's fine. It's Link. He's badass. Like, just leave him in there. That's all we need. But I know a lot of people like Young Link. And I'm sorry, you're weirdos. Young Link's a stupid kid.
It's just Link again.
You're just playing as an orphan with no friends. That's all he was. An orphan with no friends and an annoying fucking... We're not getting back into the Ocarina of Time thing. I'll do a retrospective episode of that with you someday where I fucking crap all over it again. If you're hearing this, you're probably a gamer. And for our kind, nothing is as precious and valuable as our save files. Have you ever experienced the loss of a save file? It's soul-crushing. Dozens, maybe hundreds of hours of work gone like that. But at the end of the day, it's a video game. It matters, but kinda, you know? That exact scenario, but with a work project, an essay for school, data for your business, that's no joke. That can be really serious. You need a safety net. And I got you, fam, with my partners over at CrashPlan. Visit CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. CrashPlan has been protecting people's data since 2001. And a couple years ago, they set out on their own with one mission, to provide the best damn cloud backup solution on the market. CrashPlan runs quietly in the background of your computer or Mac, and every 15 minutes on the clock, they create a new backup of every file that's changed in that time. So if something goes wrong, God forbid, you don't lose hours, lose days, lose weeks of work. Just log into your account and you can download your most recent backup from the secure cloud servers. And there's not just one backup. There's a laundry list of them. You can pick and choose which one you want. It's like the ultimate undo button. If If you work on a computer in any capacity, CrashPlan is a must-have. And if you're thinking, that's for big businesses, I'm just Joe Schmo. CrashPlan protects Joe Schmo. They offer a ton of plans and tiers. So there's a CrashPlan for everyone, from small one-person businesses like me to you fancy businesses and offices with staff and free donuts and all that stuff. Time is money. Why wouldn't you protect your work? Spreadsheets, diagrams, videos, art, podcasts. CrashPlan has you covered. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/RTG for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
All right.
But you can remove Young Link. I could care less. You can remove Falco. I could care less. I love that the Ice Climbers are in, because I played that game as a kid.
And it's another one of those things. It's like it's a cool little nod to their past.
And like, let's make no, like, so the reason, if I'm not mistaken, the reason they weren't in, I can't remember if they were in Brawl.
They were. Yeah.
They were. They weren't in the Wii U one because they couldn't get them to work.
Because they couldn't get it to work on the 3DS hardware.
Yeah.
And they wanted to have identical rosters.
I think that they deserve some credit for making them work on these versions as well as they did. Like, to have an idea, like. That's another thing about this game. Like, I know that in the original Smash Brothers, each character had their moves and blah, blah, blah. But Melee was where they really started to delve into each character and what they are capable of and really, I don't know, flesh out their characters, mm-hmm. but like get each of them an identity with their, you know what I mean? Like, one of my favorite things about the Smash Brothers series is how each character handles so different because of all their moves. And their moves aren't, they're not just like, to me, the appeal of it is like, you can pick Street Fighter and each guy has like his fucking moves or whatever. But with Smash Brothers, everyone, like, if you pick a character that you know at all, you know why they have the moves that they have. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's really cool that much time and energy goes into like going back through their past to be like, oh yeah, I remember we're like Mario had a cape in that one game, let's give him his cape back. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Those types of like that fan service. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like why we're seeing like little adjustments on the characters now. Like in Ultimate, it's going to be like, it's going to be the Link Between Worlds Zelda, and it's going to be right. Mario with like the Cappy, and it's going to be Breath of the Wild Link. And it's just cool little.
And yeah, like it's like, I mean, take the combat, because I think that the combat in these games is a lot of fun too, which is one of the appeals
to
it.
Well, and that's the big debate about this game, is like a lot of people feel like the combat is better than in this game than it ever has been.
Yeah, which is, I guess, just a preference thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not, like, to me, like arguing that Melee is got the best combat in the series is, to me, is no different than arguing that you like Mega Man 3 better than Mega Man 6 or Smash, or I mean Super Mario 3 over Super Mario World. It's just, this is the iteration of it you like the best. You know what I mean? So then the last row of characters is Pichu, Pikachu, Jigglypuff, Mewtwo, Mr. Game & Watch, Marth and Roy.
I love that Mewtwo is in there.
I do too.
I don't think Pichu was necessary.
Pichu wasn't necessary.
I don't understand the inclusion of Pichu.
If you're a weirdo that likes Pichu, get out of here.
I mean, I guess maybe it's a Japanese market thing.
I guess so.
It's different.
I could care less about Pichu. I think Pikachu, Jigglypuff, and Mewtwo is a pretty fair representation of Pokemon. Absolutely. I would have rather seen Bulbasaur over Jigglypuff because Bulbasaur is the best, but that's not a point to have here. Jigglypuff is a fat loser. Mr. Game & Watch, at the time, I thought was stupid. As I've gotten older and I know more about the history of Nintendo, I can live with it being in there.
I think it's cool that it's there.
And then Marth and Roy, I just never cared about because I didn't know those games.
Yeah, I didn't. You know? I still haven't played a Fire Emblem game.
They're fun games.
I might pick up the one that's coming out this January or whatever.
The Switch one is like my most anticipated upcoming Switch game.
I might pick up that.
But having said that, I could care less that they're in there. But you know what? I guess if you're a Fire Emblem fan, you feel about those guys, because I don't care about any of those characters being in these games. But if you're a Fire Emblem fan, you probably feel like them the same way I feel about the fact that Ness is in these games. I love Earthbound, so I'm so happy to see Ness.
It's like, oh, it's weird that they're there, but that's cool that they're there.
It's a pretty...
Now, I feel like they definitely, since this game, added too many Fire Emblem characters.
Oh, fuck. Yes, they did. Way too many. Fire
and
Emblem
they all
characters.
Kind of play the same.
Yeah, way too many Fire Emblem characters. But it's a pretty good roster, man.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good roster. It's.
I feel like that's as close to like the definitive roster that you can come to.
So it's funny because like there's what here? 3, 6, 9, 12, 18, 20, 20, 20.
I think it's 26.
I think 25.
26 if you count Sheik and Zelda.
Okay.
Being different.
Okay. I remember when this game came out, like playing at my buddy's place, I remember thinking like, that's a, wow. I was like, look at all these fighters. And now it's Smash Brothers Ultimate is going to be like 287 characters. You know what I mean? Like it's almost too many, but to me, there's no such thing as too many options in a fighting game.
No.
Just play with all until you find one you like, you know? Man, just like looking at the, like, just looking at the character select screen, I get those nostalgic feelings, you know?
Are you going to cry?
Maybe. Maybe. I just, because Pikachu is just so fucking annoying. He was the best. I don't know, man. It was a cool game. Like I said, I hate fighting games. This one grabbed my attention, and I think part of it was because of all the love and all of the Nintendo fanfare they put into it someone that grew up loving Nintendo.
They had some amazing stages in this here, like the Pokemon float stage.
Yeah.
Where you were like in a parade.
Yeah.
It was so cool. Then they had like the Great Bay, which I thought was a cool touch. They had like the Ice Mountain where you had to like climb the stage as it went.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they didn't have that in the N64 one. Like the scaling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Scaling stages. And yeah. Then they had like, they built on that with like the big blue stage.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go. Yeah, yeah. it had some great music. I'll never forget that you could hear the Donkey Kong 64 rap during DK, one of the levels.
Donkey Kong.
I don't even want to talk about that game on this podcast, but I want to put that song in an episode somewhere because I love that fucking rap so much. They really, yeah, like it's, I never thought of it till just now sitting here doing this episode. This was really like the, where they turned the corner and decided that like 75% of Smash Brothers is trying to build a great fighting game.
Yeah.
And the other 25% is like, let's just do Nintendo IP the service and show the love it deserves. And they done that.
Then they moved past like just Nintendo IP.
Yeah. See, and like that's where like, I know a lot of like, so like, I know we were going to talk Melee, but we can drift. Like when you get into Brawl, because Brawl had Sonic, mm-hmm. Brawl had Snake,
which is huge.
From Metal Gear Solid. And I know a lot of people were like, oh, what is this? That's not Nintendo. But like, I thought it was neat. And like, when you look at the raw, like my favorite character from Smash Wii U is Mega Man.
Yeah.
And I like Bowser, but Mega Man.
But Pac-Man or Duck Hunt.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Like, and now with Ultimate, they're putting like now Cloud is in these games, like Bayonetta's in these games. There's so many rumors about more Bayonetta characters.
Bayonetta makes sense, though.
I think that they all do. I think it's really cool that it's like when you look at the original Smash Brothers 64 with the, what was it, 12 characters, and they're all just basic Nintendo. Well, there was 11 normal Nintendo characters in NES.
Yeah.
and now there's going to grow to this one where it almost has grown from not just Nintendo fan service, but like to just video game fan service. And I get that they can't get Master Chief, or they can't get, you know, fucking
but it's like
Drake.
But it's the ultimate like video game.
It really is, right? And I think that's really cool that like they're just grabbing fans of all these different video game worlds.
Do you have a Dream Fighter?
On the spot? No. I guess... I really want Waluigi in this fucking game.
I don't know why, like, but when like people pointed out that Waluigi wasn't in the game, I was a little upset. I was like,
I have zero doubt in my mind. I would be willing to bet money there's a Nintendo Direct right before Smash comes out, and the last character announced is Waluigi. And when it happens, everyone collectively will be like, "Yeah, we did it!
We did it!"
Like, I don't want to spoil anything. And by the time that this podcast comes out, these should all be announced anyways. But like, have you seen the recent rumors of the next few characters that are coming out?
No! What are the?
Hang on, I'll bring it up.
Like, I know the last one announced officially was King K. Rool, which I thought was a cool addition.
I think that's a cool addition. I'm actually, you know what? I'm a little bit disappointed that Dixie Kong isn't in them.
I feel like Dixie Kong would be a very, very easy, like, mirror fighter.
Yeah. So why not? Like, give us Dixie. You know, like, I would like to see more mirror fighters. If you don't want to build a whole new fighter, make, like, an alternate costume of Diddy be Dixie.
Yeah.
Or make, so you know, like, easy. You know how, like, Bowser Jr., when you flip through, he could, like, be any of the 8 Koopa kids?
Yeah, exactly like that.
I'll tell you, maybe it's not the most popular opinion, but I really want, Proto Man as an alternate costume for Mega Man.
Yeah, I love feel like that, Proto Man. That'd be super easy to do, too.
Okay, so the latest leak is, oh God, I hope this is true. I'm going to save the best for last. The Chorus Kids from Rhythm Paradise. I don't even know who that is. No idea. Banjo-Kazooie.
That's
pretty rad.
That's my one wish at this point.
Says Isaac from Golden Sun.
Okay.
I don't know who that is. I care. Mac Ryder, could care less. Ken from Street Fighter, assumed to be a reskin of Ryu. I could care less.
Yeah.
Shadow the Hedgehog, skin of Sonic, I could care less. Yeah. The top one, Geno. From that's, Smash Brother, or from the, Super Mario RPG, pardon
that's
me.
That's the one that people are calling for the Give most.
Us Geno.
I don't know why people are calling for it so
Because Geno is awesome.
Yeah, Geno's great, but like...
He's had one game, I don't care, so has Ness. And Ness has been in like 10 of these. Give us Geno, god damn it.
I love how, I think they're just going to give us Geno because they're like, alright, I guess...
This is totally just warped into a Smash Brothers conversation. I don't even care. I don't care.
That's it's all right. My Melee's pretty cool.
I want. Melee's great. Let's talk the news, man. Okay, so yeah. Okay, so I would love to see... you know, actually, I would really like to see show up in this game is Crash Bandicoot.
I don't think that's impossible.
I don't either. I think Crash would be...
I would love to see more third-party stuff like that. Like, I'd love to see Dragonborn from Skyrim be a playable character.
Like, just keep growing it. Just like... And like, don't argue that it's too many characters. It's not. Just
Doom
like,
guy.
Just do fan service. Doom guy
would be fun.
I would love to see like, actually, you know what? I would really like to see Rayman show up in this game. Rayman's rad. Put Rayman in these games.
I don't see any reason why Rayman is not in these games.
No, it's Rayman's sweet. Okay, we could. I could go down. We can just do a whole other episode about who should be in Smash. And like I said, as we record this, it's October 26th. This will probably be released in about a month. By the time this comes out, the final roster may be known. Everyone's going to be like, you fucking idiots. Then you can just skip the last 5 minutes of this podcast.
But the last game, the final roster was never released.
No.
We didn't know that Duck Hunt was going to be a character.
Sure, and you'll get DLC, right? We're going to get DLC. It's going to keep going. It's a great...
My guess is that there's going to be Microsoft DLC. And that's where you get Banjo. That's where you get...
Like a rare pack or something?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I'd be all right with that. Conker,
yeah, you got like Banjo and Conker, and then like maybe some like Mike. Like,
I feel like Banjo is the most obvious.
That's the one that
he would fit in that world so perfectly in those games.
Well, yeah, like, because he's a Nintendo character.
Yeah, he
like
fit
I know
in
he's technically a rare character owned by Microsoft, but those games are Nintendo games.
And give us fucking Waluigi.
It's just a reskin of Wario.
That's all you have to do. I love Wario. He's my secret shame on Smash Wii U. I loved playing because I loved saving up his big fart and then dropping the fart. It would just make me laugh. He's the best.
Such a disgusting character.
No, he's the best.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense for Wario.
He's my favorite. Okay. Smash Melee is fucking awesome.
It's a great game.
It was a really fun game. It's, to this day, one of only two fighting games I really like, and the other one is another Smash Brothers.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It was the epitome of a great party game. The controller was perfect for it.
Well, because they
perfect for it.
They had this smart joystick where you can like flip the camera around, and unlike the N64 where it was the C buttons.
No shitty buttons.
And then they got rid of that joystick in the Wii. Fucking Wii.
I would like to just pretend the Wii didn't even exist. I fucking hate the Wii. Give us the two Galaxy games and you can throw the fucking Wii out. Dude, in retrospect, how would you score Melee out of 10?
I don't know. 8.5?
Yeah, I'd give it an 8. Yeah. When it came out, I would have given it like a 9.5.
Yeah.
But it's just been done so much better now.
Yeah. It's kind of how it goes with these.
It's a great game. I don't know. It's funny though, because I sit here and be like, it's a great game. I'll never play it again. I'll just keep playing the new Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I don't really go back and play old stuff.
If they released Melee on the virtual console on Switch for like $30, would you buy it?
Maybe for 10.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay more
Not 30, especially not while Ultimate's coming out.
I wouldn't pay more than 10, and it would have to have online. And even then, I don't know if I'd buy it. Because once Ultimate's out, I'll be good.
Yeah, because Ultimate is like, oh, it's going to have all of those characters, most of those stages, and then a bunch of other ones.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, it's just one of those games that you don't need to see the old versions of it because it's been done. So,
well, it's like Ultimate's going to be like kind of like a greatest hits compilation with a few new things. And I think that's all right.
I can't wait to see how they fucking top this one. Because they're going to have to, at some point, they're going to release another Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea how they're going to top the next one.
And that's what we say every time, but there's no way this is the last Smash Brothers.
No, not at all. Good stuff, buddy.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming over, man. That was fun.
Dude.
Play Smash. That that is going to do it for this week's episode, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Mark, thank you so much for coming over once again and recording another episode of this thing with me. I'm going to get out of here right away, you guys, and let you get on with your lives. Like I said off the top, I'm really interested in your feedback. So please, on facebook.com/memberthegame, find me on the Twitter. You can email me. You can text me if you've got those things. I'm not going to put them on here. That's a dumb thing. I had to re-record this outro because I did drop my phone number on the first time. Let me know what you think. Would you be interested in some gaming news off the top? Do you just want me to get right to retro gaming? I'm interested in your feedback, okay? And with that said, I've got about a dozen episodes scheduled to record this week, which should carry me through to February. We're going to keep this thing going onward and upward, and let's keep growing this guy, okay? So thank you so much for listening. If you're interested in coming on the show, reach out to me, share it, tell a friend, and I will be back again in 7 days to talk to you guys about another video game from back in the day, all right? Thanks, guys. Take it easy. I'll talk to you soon. Cheers.